some people from the IBEW and School to Work program. Linda, would you want to say something?
Yeah,
hi.
I just want to, before you get on, Linda, Linda Horan is from Local 2320 in New Hampshire, of the IBEW. But the IBEW, for those who just tuned in, is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And the IBEW is a union. And most of your, or a lot of your telephone company employees are union members. And they're talking today about a program that they're a kind of a community outreach program to help young people get involved in the workplace and let them know before they get into the workplace the value of organizing and working together for the common good of all your co-workers. And that's what a union does. So they've been talking about that. Now we've got Jim, we've got Russ, and Linda. They're all from different locals of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The station here is WJUL 91.5 FM, and we're coming to you from the University of Massachusetts in Lowell.
And it is really underground radio, Dan. I want to talk a little bit about what the kids are actually doing once they come on the property. We have an orientation day that is the first day, and we want to talk a little bit about
the first day, like anybody, any place else. You know, what's going to happen, what to expect, and then we have our mentors there, the guys that are doing the jobs, and we have the young students. They come, they're nervous. They don't know. You can see they have their brand new shoes on, their new boots, and they don't know where they're going, who these people are. You know, what am I going to do, what to expect, you know what I mean? We're trying to put their mind at ease a little bit, you know?
So we match them up that first day. The mentor is there waiting for them that first day. And the company is also there waiting for them.
Yeah.
And the company has, you know, explains a little bit of the...
We have like the first level supervisor, a second level supervisor, another person from public relations there who's gone and been instrumental in getting the students with the... teachers and the guidance counselors here, you know, which they're finally kicking the program off. They've reported to their various locations, and they're now getting ready to tell them what to expect in the field and what we expect of them and what we're going to do for them.
And the company has them pretty much for most of the morning, and they show them a little film about working at Verizon, and they go through all the necessary forms. And then we have them for the afternoon, and what we did, the IBEW, each local has professional safety trainers, and each local had their safety trainer at orientation day and provided a couple hours, provided them instructions on using hand tools, provided them eye protection, hard hats, whatever they needed, and whatever instruction went along with that they got from the union safety guys. We also had some... kind of and touchy-feely kind of exercises, get to know one another exercises to kind of put everybody at ease. And then if there was time, the kids went out into the work locations, into the garages, to see where it was they were going to report. And then the second day was just business as usual.
Some of our garages are big garages. I happen to come from a big garage with like over 100 trucks, and then some of our other garage locations are a little bit smaller with kind of the same idea, but just a smaller because they might be a little bit more rural settings. But then when we get after the first day, we get out in the field, that job is very, very safety orientated, because we do a very dangerous job. Once you get out of that house, you start climbing around in backyards, or you start working out on the highways and the byways, the cars are whizzing by, and you have to contend with the dogs and the fences. Oh, boy.
And now, like Linda was just talking about the hard hat and the safety glasses, which if people don't wear glasses, it's a very strange thing to wear safety glasses. And a lot of the kids, you know, have these little... the hairdos and everything, and the hard hat might mess it up, and they're kind of wary about that. But you know, we show them, you know, your eyes, how important your head and your eyes really are, and how quick anything could happen, and how important these things are, you know, to always. So I think you just.
boots.
No, they don't do in boots. Of
yeah,
course, they have
to. We don't want them coming. You can't come in that job with sneakers on, you know. So you have to wear your boots. You got another thing is you got to lace them up. You know, you can't just have them flopping around in the breeze over there.
One of the reasons why this program worked for us, I think the main reason, was that it was union-driven from the bottom up, and that the supervisors, for the most part, took a step back and allowed the mentors to direct the interns, and the supervisors kind of supervised the mentors. But the kids really reported to that mentor, and there was a one-on-one relationship where the union mentor really kind of was the lead person with that youngster.
We don't get anything extra out of this, you know. We're just, it's like, we're doing this strictly on a voluntary basis. This is for each mentor just giving a little bit back, so to speak, you know.
That's right. There were, when I was young, there were people there for me who left that ladder down, and that's why I think it's important for us to do the same thing now.
In a way, I think it gets back to the old idea that's kind of gone away, but the old idea of the apprenticeship program.
That's right.
That people, you know, there was a time that you were an apprentice for a certain amount of time to someone with experience who knew what they were doing, and you didn't actually physically do a heck of a lot. You learned how to get the tools, what the tools were, all the different kind of things. And basically, this is a lot like that, I think. But just to go over a typical day of what happens with a mentor in his or her intern, basically they show up every morning at 7:30 and they sit at the table and they wait around, have coffee or whatever, and they get their work and they go out and they go out on the jobs. And whether, well, just for instance, say the intern is doing house installation for the day, they'll go to maybe two or three houses for the day, actually put in phones. The mentor will take the intern into the house and run wire around the house. I think very important, outside of the fact that they're learning a lot about ladders and how to even snake a wall and a lot of things like that. Actually, if you do this long enough, you learn how a house is built, because you'll see a lot of things, and the kids pick that up a lot. And I think more important is they learn how to deal with people, because every time you knock on the door, you never know who's going to answer. And, you know, 99.9% of the people out there are excellent. And every once in a while, you get one who's a little ornery and things like that. And you have to learn, you have to deal with these people in a polite, calm manner. And if there is a problem, you know, the kid knows enough to go to the mentor and let them handle it. And just for that, outside of just actually the working part of it, just to deal with the public, how many, you can't buy that experience, to actually that communicative type experience to deal with people in the public. And these interns get that experience over the 8 weeks.
Thing is also is dealing with ourselves. When we communicate within the company, we have our own little language, so to speak, and we just kind of it takes us a while to bring the interns up to speed, because when we start talking cables and pairs and layouts and OEs and tens and lens and all this other stuff, it's another different language, and we kind of just take it for granted sometimes, and we have to kind of slow down a little bit and explain to them exactly methodically how we're doing, what we're doing, and why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, it's funny, the second year in the program, I think I had three different kids for the summer at different points in time, and two of them were really into electronics. But the funny thing about the telephone company is we're more, I think, basic electricity orientated. We're coming around to the electronics, and I'll tell you,
slow but sure. Yeah.
But it's funny. I learned a lot from these kids over some of the stuff they were talking about and the computers and all. So it's kind of, sometimes it gets to be a two-way street. The teacher students.
We can learn from some of these kids.
You can learn from them.
Kids that they're doing today.
And I think
school.
That's important to let the. The kid know that boy, you got something to tell me, and
right.
you know, tell me what you're doing in school. I want to know. And a lot of the kids will show us the equations they're doing. And I said, oh, like, we don't usually have the terminology that they have, but we do these things all the time. Like, they may be talking about Ohm's law or something, and we can actually show them, oh, I know what you're talking about. We do this on the meter, dividing a resistance current, this kind of thing, to find where how far away your trouble is. But they get to see, actually take something that they've learned in school and see how it works in the real world, that there is an application. Because you can learn something, but I think it's the application. Once you've applied that to a real life situation, you can't get that in school.
And when you talk to these kids, you ask them what was the one thing that made them want to come back, the one thing that made the program worthwhile for them, each and every one of those kids will say, my mentor made me want to come back.
I think also it makes us become better listeners. We have to listen to what they have to say, because these kids, they're taking everything you do, and they're listening, they're watching you, and they're taking it all under advisement, so to speak. Yeah. So then when they speak, you kind of have to stop and listen to what they have to say.
And these relationships appear to be sustainable. I mean, I've had mentors tell me that they were invited for Thanksgiving with the student's family. I myself must have gotten 15 or 20 Christmas cards from students from all over New England. It's a relationship
that... They build up rapport with
right,
their mentors.
Right, and that's something that's real. That's something that's going to stay with them.
So I guess we're getting a little toward the end.